This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, like that just said, like that new intro just said. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've made mention of this in passing, and some of you are emailing me, and I appreciate that. Every one of you that has emailed me about this, I have passed this on to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel. And what I'm referring to right now is this concerted effort between Lock and Load, Arbalest Quarrel, and Ammo Land to compile the names of people that want to see 50-state reciprocity. Now, why should we have 50-state reciprocity? Why should I not sit back and say states' rights, Bill? Why? What about them? What about those? Allow me, please. I am all for states' rights. However, I do not remember that guy named Philippidis. That was his last name. I don't remember what he was from Florida. Mr. Philippidis was driving somewhere, I think to New Jersey. And he passed through Maryland, and he got pulled over. And when they run your tag, they'll find out that you have a concealed carry permit. So they then proceeded to pull his car apart on the side of the road in Maryland for 6 hours. And then when it was done and they could not, they kept asking him, "Where's the gun? Where's the gun? Where's the gun?" The gun was at home in Florida because he knew he was driving into Indian territory, so he left the gun at home. He didn't want to break the law because, like most people that have permits, he's very law-abiding. So after a six-hour ordeal, the Maryland State Police left him and his family on the side of the road with everything they owned that was in that car out there on the side of the road. And then they got to pack their stuff up and go their merry old way. Harassment. Because he chooses to carry a gun. Then we have the case of Shanine Allen. Young, single mother. Black American. Decided she wanted a means to protect herself. She went through everything she had to go through in Pennsylvania to get her concealed carry permit. Then she drove into New Jersey, and when she got pulled over, being the good law-abiding citizen that she is, she volunteered to the New Jersey law enforcement that she had a gun. And then, boom, she gets smacked around. She has to get, I think she had to get a pardon from Chris Christie. New York City. New York City is, you know, a teeming metropolis. And one of the things that's really cool about Steve D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel is he used to be the guy that was the main expediter there to get permits for people. And he can tell you all about the process that you had to, the hoops that everybody had to jump through to get a permit. It isn't like anything I've had to do. I got an application. I went and took a class. I filled out the application. My instructor filled out that I'd finished the class. I got $50. I sent it in. I got a permit. Oh, and in New York City, that's like a fantasy for it to be that simple and that easy. You have to jump through flaming hoops like an acrobatic elephant in the circus. Then there's states like, or cities like Chicago, where Chicago, which is now considered, I think Illinois is considered a shall issue state, but still in Chicago, the concealed carry permit, with the exception of the Uber driver that shot the mass shooter, or the would-be mass shooter, before he shot him and stopped him before he could do anything, you don't hear too much about just regular civilian gun carriers in Chicago. What you do hear is you hear about all the gang violence in Chicago and all the needless death in Chicago. The entire state of California. All of these states that have a may issue provision that recognize nobody else. New Jersey, I don't even know if there's anybody that actually has permits in New Jersey. I'm sure there may be one or two, but they're probably connected. Steve Sweeney probably does. So the reason for us to look at 50-state reciprocity and say there needs to be some federal intervention is much like the civil rights movement of the 60s. The states who want to have their rights, who claim their rights now, have you ever noticed that they only claim their rights and only seem to want a Trump supremacy if they're out there wanting to be a sanctuary city or if they want to be restrictive of guns? Have you ever noticed that? Otherwise, the federal government is all powerful. But here they want to exercise the state's rights. Some of these players where you go from one state to another and you become a felon in that state, this is not America. America should not be this way. I remember in Europe in the 80s, if you wanted to drive to Berlin, you had to drive to Berlin. So that meant you had to drive through East Germany. And they had speed limit changes all the way there. Boom, boom, 5 kilometers up, 5 kilometers down. And what they were doing is they were trying to catch you breaking the speed limit. So you, whoever was driving the car, had to really be on his game. And I mean braking, accelerating. There does not need to be booby traps in the United States. I'm trying to see. And you know what? There's a lot of good people in these restrictive cities that have gotten guns in there. It's impossible to keep that from happening. Ask the criminals. We need 50-state reciprocity. So, what's been going on and what I offer you to you tonight, if you want to see 50-state reciprocity, which Trump has signaled he would sign if it comes across his desk, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Email me. I send it to the specialist at Arbalest Quarrel who used to get people permits that nobody else could get for them in New York City. It gets looked at, right now the bills are being looked at by the legal mind of Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz. Ammo Land's getting involved in it. I don't know who else we're going to get involved in it. They're going to do an analysis and start pushing bills. So, even New York City cops can't go into New Jersey carrying a gun. New Jersey is East Germany. If you want to see 50-state reciprocity, if you think, like me, as one of the 15-plus million people that carry permits that have proven how law-abiding we really are, then you need to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. And every name that I get just adds to the – it's just like all of the good people that have permits that have added to this whole brick of statistics showing how good and law-abiding you are. Every one of these names are getting cataloged. Not a master list, mind you. Just a growing cacophony of a demand for equal rights, guaranteed by the 14th. No more states getting out there making you a felon for something that on the other side of that line on the map, you're perfectly legal to carry. That's got to go. Your self-defense, your right to self-defense does not end when you cross that imaginary line. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. Send me the emails. I'm passing them on. When we get back, we're going to talk about somebody. Last year, it happened in New York City. A former Marine that was there and was honest with law enforcement. We'll get to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, couple of administrative notes. Tomorrow I am not going to be training in hand-to-hand combat because I had to take Tuesday off because I lost the interweb. So I'm going to be here live. If you feel like joining me, please do. Also, from here on out, I'm going to be putting links in the show notes to go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I really would appreciate it if you would consider doing that, simply because I'm trying to up the quotient of video media I'm putting out. And I've got a little help. It's a little more polished, and it's, you know, it might be worth just a little look. So that'll be there. Be on the lookout for that if you're looking in the podcast show notes. I want to take you back to August of 2015, and here we have a glaring example for the need for universal concealed handgun permit reciprocity. Coming out of New York City, there on August 3rd, a honest U.S. citizen, a Marine Corps veteran, resident of Texas, mother of three, was visiting the 9/11 memorial with her friend in the city, and she was arrested for carrying two handguns. Story appeared August 3rd, 2015, in the New York Post under the title, Pistol Packin' Mama Under Arrest. Person arrested, Elizabeth Ann Anderley, does possess a valid concealed carry permit. But her concealed carry permit was issued in Texas, not in New York City. And her Texas concealed carry license isn't recognized as valid in New York City, or for that matter, anywhere else in the state of New York. Mrs. Anderley didn't know that. And since she doesn't also possess a valid, unrestricted New York City handgun concealed carry license, she found herself spending the night in jail rather than in her hotel room. So here you have an otherwise law-abiding citizen in an American city who becomes a de facto lawbreaker simply because she was unaware of the impact of the New York City restrictive gun laws, which were put in place, by the way. They call it the Sullivan Act, and the Sullivan Act was put in place so that the thugs could have guns and the regular people could not. Mrs. Anderley was subsequently arraigned on weapons possession charges. If convicted, she could face prison time. And this is not just a quirk. What happened to Mrs. Anderley could happen to any honest and otherwise law-abiding American citizen, and in fact has happened to other honest law-abiding American citizens with disturbing regularity. But this should not happen, and it doesn't have to happen, and it would not happen if each state recognized the validity of a concealed handgun carry license issued by other states. I can drive into New York with a South Carolina-issued driver's license. Now, the thing about licensing and permits takes the right and turns it into a privilege, doesn't it? That's one of the main arguments. The problem with that is that right now that's what we got. That's it, and that doesn't make it right. And there will be another day. We've got, 11, 12 constitutional carry states. If we had 50 constitutional carry states, that would be nice. That would be really nice. And maybe we should work to that end as well. Now, according to the New York Post, Texas does recognize the validity of a New York firearms license and has done so since 2006, even as New York does not recognize the validity of Texas's firearm permit. And this might explain why Ms. Enderley thought, reasonably enough, although wrongly, that her Texas concealed handgun carry permit was valid in New York. This should not be so blatantly one-sided. State reciprocity is not always reciprocal. This irrationality of firearm laws, such as those coming out of New York, does not lead to the repeal of them because the goal of these laws has little to, if anything, to do with reducing crime committed with guns. Restrictive firearms laws have more to do with disarming the honest law-abiding American citizen, and the laws on that score tend to succeed. And the New York City firearm laws were clearly enough not designed to encourage the exercise of your Second Amendment right to self-defense. They were designed with the opposite goal in mind. But why is that? Why does New York City, the state of New York for that matter, make it so difficult for the average honest law-abiding citizen to secure him or herself a concealed carry handgun license merely to exercise the natural right of self-defense as embodied in and guaranteed by and through the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution? Consider this. Law-abiding American citizen and motorist needs one and only one valid driver's license issued by any one state to secure the privilege of driving a motor vehicle lawfully in any other state. It is extremely odd that the same law-abiding American citizen must secure multiple state-issued concealed handgun carry licenses and permits merely to exercise his or her natural right of self-defense as sanctified in the Second Amendment. If the one license is so easy to obtain but amounts merely to a privilege proffered by a state government, which that government may refrain from granting to a citizen because the granting of a license to drive a vehicle on public roads is a government-sanctioned privilege, not an inalienable right, why is the other so difficult to secure when the right of self-defense, the effective right of self-defense that a firearm provides, is so much more than the mere privilege to drive an automobile on a public road? The right of self-defense is a basic fundamental right existent to the individual and therefore a thing that neither a state government nor the federal government can justifiably deny to a citizen absent sufficient and good cause for doing so. Like maybe giving you your own individual cop or guard to go around with you and protect you. Of course, they can't do that. So, think of all this. And if you're interested, you know, like I said, if you're interested in seeing 50 state concealed carry reciprocity, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. We're building a movement. We're building a movement to take us out of this hodgepodge, crazy quilt patchwork of laws and get us on one sheet of music. The one song that everybody can sing. Your right of self-defense does not end when you go to New York City or Maryland or Illinois or New Jersey or California. Trust me, it doesn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652.
1-800-957-9652.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back again. You are at the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, ammunition...
I just love it when the Ammunition Depot... I love it when the computer decides it's done working. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My apologies for that. I just can't have air. I can't have everything working at the same time. We are as gun rights advocates, as gun owners, as gun carriers. We're at a very interesting point because I can't remember any time in my lifetime where I've been able to look at this and say, "Wow, there's lots of opportunity here," instead of "Wow, there's going to be a big fight here." Now, what do we have coming out of this? We had a businessman who beat one of the most corrupt candidates to ever run for the office. And that was a good thing. And the immediate reaction of most gun owners and the gun industry at large ranged the spectrum from relief to joy. You know, Clinton was the most radically anti-gun candidate to ever run for the presidency. She should have known better because her husband got hamstrung by it, but, you know, she made it clear that bankrupting the gun industry by finding a way to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act was a key focus of her administration. So now that she is vanquished, the gun industry is now facing another reality. The world... And listen, a lot of people believed what the media was saying about Clinton and the inevitability. And the world, in the gun world, was expecting a different world. So they had prepared as an industry for something completely different, and all of that has radically changed. The gun industry has been overtaken by events. Clinton's unexpected defeat, along with the sudden possibility that some major gun reforms now stand a high probability of being passed early in the allegedly pro-gun Trump administration, means that the industry itself is going to probably face a radical change in demand from buyers that will favor some companies and drive others out of business. So, what are some things we might see in the, you know, in the changing gun industry? One thing that people think might happen is that we might see the death of the budget AR. Springfield put out something, Springfield Armory started the Saint series. That was time to enter the market at a time everyone expected that there would be a mad post-election rush on any and all military style rifles that could be produced. Now that Clinton is holed up in a closet in Chappaqua, and the likelihood of a federal assault weapon ban has become very, 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 very remote, it isn't likely that the market is going to see as much demand for people attempting to stockpile multiple budget AR-15s. Instead, we're likely to see the AR market contract a bit, with buyers consolidating around manufacturers of better-than-mil-spec offerings. Notice the kind that I have sponsored the show, like Primary Weapon Systems and Agency Arms, in the $1,200 to $2,000 range, which can better handle the demands of serious shooters with thousands of rounds through their rifles every year. And, you know, they may put that many rounds through an AR-15 in a single class. The contraction is likely to force many smaller boutique AR-15 companies out of the market over the next few years. I'm not worried about it. What will remain will be those companies who are able to innovate, carve out a solid market niche, and deliver bomb-proof guns at a good price. We're likely to see similar consolidation around manufacturers of other military-style carbines and battle rifles at the same quality and price points with lower-end producers. They might find themselves going belly up. We could also possibly see a breakout of bullpup-style rifles as they are better adapted, some people say, to American shooters, and their price points no longer seem quite as high in comparison to other rifles. Although, I can't make myself like a bullpup. I have tried. Another gun reform that we could very seriously expect to see is the Hearing Protection Act, which will mean the suppressor, or if you will, the silencer. This will become something that you can buy over the counter. And that'll be good, because right now you have to pay $200 and you have to wait the better part of a year for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Incredibly Poor Service to approve the paperwork. If it is removed from the NFA, silencers will become a much more attractive investment. Because they're able to sell them faster and quicker, you can expect some of these boutique companies to really explode. And that's a good thing. The concealed carry market is going to snap like a rubber band. I mean, Trump, he's going to put out an executive order repealing prior executive orders that have made military bases and facilities gun-free zones. That's going to open up the entire country to concealed carry, including some version of a National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Concealed carry has already surged in recent years. It has more than doubled in recent years. And expect those changes to help not only manufacturers of concealed carry handguns, but the manufacturers of concealed carry holsters like G-Code and Alien Gear. Tactical lights and related concealed carry paraphernalia, ranging from ammunition to weapon lights to defensive knives, often carried in conjunction with concealed handguns. And then, finally, the one thing that I've always thought that was going to happen will be the training boom. And now that ammunition is not going to, you know, there may be a little bit of a crunch, but it's not going to be the mad rush that everybody was expecting. This is where the training program can actually get out there and begin to stretch. And, you know, this is, for those of us that shoot and for those of us that take the Art of Self-Defense seriously. We already do a lot of training. Come and join us. Another thing some people are talking about is the return of the bolt gun. Maybe we'll see that. Maybe we won't. All of the real serious shooters, my friend Raven, who is a sniper, has. I think you use a bolt gun. So, I mean, there's something to be said for those. So what we'll probably see in 2017 is we'll see a lot of the Johnny-come-lately companies probably go belly up. And it's going to be a bumpy ride as things shake out. But the strong will survive. And we're going to have a stronger gun industry, a stronger culture come out of this. And that's going to be a good thing. More concealed carry. Wider spread concealed carry. People buying good weapons, good quality weapons. Primary weapon systems. If you're looking at an AR, there you go. That falls right in that niche I was just talking about. So, we're in a state of play, but it's all good. It's not like everybody thought it was going to be. It's completely different. And I like... It's good to be right. It's good to make the right call, and it's even better to find what comes out of it. It's very nice to wake up in the morning and hear the birds singing and the sun shining, although we've got a big haze in South Carolina because we've got a forest fire going on. But, hey, you know what? We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores don't have to eat. Yum!
This
is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
That bump I do like quite a bit. I like that one. I'll have to try to remember which one that was. Which cut, anyway. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Massachusetts has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, according to WWIP.com. But in the past year, police took nearly 1,000 guns used in crimes off the streets. Where are those guns coming from? They think it's a good question. It actually isn't. In a country with hundreds of millions of guns, to quote somebody, what difference at this point does it make? The firearm supply available to bad guys is literally inexhaustible, you know. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, data obtained by the I-Team, guns were used in 5,258 criminal incidents statewide in Massachusetts. 22 News I-Team reporter Tamara, gosh, that's a name, Sazerik, discovered a large portion of the guns used in crimes are trafficked in from out of the state. This consonant-heavy reporter discovered what exactly? I mean, when I read the weasel words like large portion, I get a little curious about that. So WWIP is being, they provide a link to the ATF trace data. And to quote Richard Dawson, the survey said the top 15 source states for firearms with a Massachusetts recovery are, and there's quite a few of them, as far away as I think that's Arizona, you know, Vermont, 23, New Hampshire, 136. The state with the most that comes in there, though, with nearly half of them, is Massachusetts. an additional 27 states accounted for 118 other traces, and the state source state was identified in 1,124 total traces. So despite the Bay State gun grabbers' constant caterwauling about the Iron Pipeline funneling illegal guns to bad guys from the state's southern neighbors, which they despise, Massachusetts is far and away the largest single source of ATF-traced crime guns in Massachusetts. In fact, New England accounts for 707 ATF-traced firearms, well over half the guns included in that sample. Am I the only one who finds it funny, though? And when you look at this thing, there's no number for New York or the other 27 source states. It's not like they didn't have room on the map for them. So guns confiscated in Massachusetts. Wow, they don't even list Massachusetts on this list. It's New Hampshire, Maine, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Vermont. They're not even on the graphic. I wonder why that is. This is called cherry picking. You may have noticed this on the last spate of polls we just had to endure in the election season. It was so long that I am so happy it is done. Cherry picking. This is where you take certain data and you put it in there and you omit other data. It allows powers to be, or that be, to claim that weaker gun laws are bringing guns into Massachusetts. I did not know that gun laws could actually carry a gun physically. I hope that they have a permit. So no matter how you slice it, I think it's safe to conclude that the WIIP is definitely not working for you. Massachusetts gun law. Everything is illegal in Massachusetts. I saw that in a movie with Mel Gibson. Yeah. Mel Gibson. Hollywood director Paul Schrader. I have no idea what this guy's background is as far as pertaining to military. He is the guy who wrote Scorsese movies like Taxi Driver and Raging Bull. His latest film, Dog Eat Dog, has not been very well received. New York Daily News pronounced that movie fans might be better off watching a dog actually munch on another dog. All Dog Eat Dog reveals is a group of talented people with their best work behind them. So in his search for street cred, Mr. Schrader, he put this out. He said, I've spent the last 5 days meditating on Trump's election. Upon consideration, I believe this is a call to violence. I feel that the call to violence in the 60s, I felt the call to violence in the 60s, and I feel it now again. This attack on liberty and tolerance will not be solved by appeasement. Obama tried that for 8 years. We should finance those who support violent resistance. We should be willing to take arms. I called John Brown. I'm willing to battle with my children. Alt-right nut jobs, swagger violence. It's time to actualize that violence. Like the Civil War Michigan predecessors, I choose to stand with the black, the brown, and the oppressed. So we have this tough-talking Trump hater from Lake Carmel, New York, an admitted cocaine abuser who kept a gun in his desk in case his psychosis required ballistic intervention of one sort or another. And he wants to take up arms to start the Second American Revolution and live out his fantasies of violence. And he's volunteering his children to fight with him in his Don Quixote quest. Dad of the year. Who's? Do I get a second? Second? Anybody second in that? So now he claims that he received a barrage of death threats and racist name calling. So he's pulled the earlier post, but he isn't done with opening his mouth and removing all doubt to his foolishness. Here's his latest thing. He said, InfoWars has listed me resulting in a barrage of death threats and racist name calling. I just posted this retraction on the InfoWars comment section. I retract my statements about a call to violence. I neither own a gun nor know how to make a bomb. Violent times inspire violent reactions, true, but given the latest report from the journal Scientific Advances, which states that given current environmental models, human life will not be sustainable in the Earth after 2100, it doesn't make much sense to fight a system doomed in our grandchildren's lifetime. Now it's instead the time to look within our inner peace and without for divine consolation. Paul Schrader. So now he's saying he doesn't have a gun and he doesn't know how to make a bomb. How is this insurrectionist fight going to go? Exactly. I love it when the anti-gunners come out and say, we're going to go do this. How? You don't just pick up a weapon and know how to use it, Paul. And as far as doom and gloom, you know, I have heard so many times, I mean, the Mayan calendar and the, you know, the 2K thing and 2012 thing. And, you know, who knows when that's going to be? I certainly am not going to sit around and, shall we say, obsess over it. When it comes, I'll have to deal with it if I'm still here. And if I'm long gone, I'll be watching it from on high. So, as for Mr. Schrader, I'm pretty sure we'll probably be okay in the year 2100. You know, here's a guy, and good on InfoWars for pointing this out. I wish I'd gotten to it earlier myself. Here's a guy that's calling for, he wants to be insurrectionist, but then when somebody points out that he wants to be insurrectionist, he doesn't want to be insurrectionist anymore. It's a damn good thing you never took the oath, Paulie. You never, I mean, we would have beat you up with bars of soap wrapped in towels for sport. You probably are a mama's boy, which is fine. You can be a mama's boy. But if you're going to get out there and start talking tough, well, there's a little more to what you're talking about than talk. The guys that are really, really good at it don't talk about it. You rarely hear them bring it up. So, another nut job, another wing nut who got he got triggered by Trump winning, which is pretty damn funny. You got to admit, I think it's hilarious what's going on with all these guys. We're going to take a moment. We're going to spin as it is on our heel. We're going to head towards the second hour. No guests tonight. It's just me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.